President Bush welcomes Algeria's President Abdelaziz Bouteflika at the White House today. It's the first meeting for the two presidents and will allow the U.S. to assess Bouteflika's commitment to political and economic reforms needed to stabilize his country after 10 years of an Islamic insurgency. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Algeria has spent the last decade mired in a bloody struggle between the military and Islamist militants. Tens of thousands of people have been killed. The years of terror began when the government canceled a general election that an Islamist party was poised to win. Graham Fuller is a senior consultant with the RAND Corporation. He says the U.S. handled the situation badly.
At that time, Washington was absolutely silent about this military coup that put an end to an early democratic system. I hope this time around that Washington will really place greater pressure on the urgent need for democratization, reform, an opening up of the system to all nonviolent elements within the country.
Professor Ibrahim Karawan is director of the Middle East Center at the University of Utah. He says violence by Islamist militants has abated in the last few years and generally is limited to rural areas. The problem in Algeria today, he says, is not occasional attacks on farmers by the militants, but growing unrest among the ethnic Berber minority, which is 20% to 30% of the population.
Killing 16 farmers here or there will not undermine the regime. Problem of the Berbers is that you have a combination of economic and social grievances with political underrepresentation. And this is usually the formula that spells disasters at times if it is not managed properly.
The Berber demonstrations have been primarily in the Kabylia, the mountainous region east of Algiers. But a senior State Department official who asked not to be identified says that in a country with housing and water shortages, banking and telecommunication systems that don't work, and 30% unemployment, Bouteflika should take the Berber unrest as a warning. William Quant agrees. He's a professor of foreign affairs at the University of Virginia and author of a new book on Algeria. He says people throughout Algeria have become disillusioned with Bouteflika, even though the president has reduced Islamist violence by offering a general amnesty.
Once you make one step forward, you no longer feel terribly grateful for the fact that people aren't killing each other. You start thinking about, well, housing's lousy and education's lousy and there are no jobs for young people. And all of those frustrations came to the fore. And he seems kind of indifferent to those issues. He's much more interested in running around the world, meeting with President Bush, for example, or flying off to various parts of Africa and Asia to show what a great diplomat he is.
In addition to Algeria's domestic problems, the U.S. and Algeria have mutual concerns about regional peace, security, and economic issues. Algeria is the number two Arab country for U.S. investment after Saudi Arabia, and almost all of it is in the country's vital oil and gas sector. The senior State Department official says Algeria would like to see U.S. investment expanded to other areas of the economy, but that American companies are put off by conditions inside Algeria. William Quant says Algeria has more at stake than the U.S. in strengthening economic ties, and that Washington should send Algeria a political message.
An Algeria that does democratize and reforms would have a much better chance of attracting American interest and American investment than one that is seen as chronically unstable and violent.
Although the U.S. has serious problems with Algeria's record on human rights, Algeria has cooperated with Washington over the years. It recently helped negotiate peace between Eritrea and Ethiopia, for instance. And Washington has not forgotten Algerian assistance during the U.S. hostage crisis in Iran. U.S. officials say the administration will deliver a message to Bouteflika about the need for reform, but quietly. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.